You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I did hear back from Gretchen, the mindbender this morning. What's your most prized possession? Jeremy's wife said that it's her autographed. Is it autographed?
Yeah. Yeah. We actually stood in line and met him and got it autographed.
An autographed Matt Holliday jersey when he played for the Colorado Rockies. And
he's a baseball player. Google him.
Nicole had the absolute drop-down, drooling
at the time, my God,
for Matt
Holliday.
Gretchen did write back. She said it's her ring light. I get that.
Ring light. What's that?
Do you know what that is? That's
When you're shooting videos.
When you're shooting videos, and it does a little ring light thing, and does a boatload of TikTok video things, and she says it makes her look. It takes away all wrinkles and everything. Her most prized possession is her flipping ring light.
All right. Those are pretty cool.
So not her wedding ring either. So.
I like those because when you take pictures or you do the videos with those, you see the ring within your eye. If you look really close, the reflection off your eye, it's beautiful. The funny thing about that jersey, we were talking just a few minutes ago, that that Matt Holliday jersey that is signed is in like a dry cleaning sheath. It's the plastic around it, and it's hanging in a closet to preserve it. And Nicole wrote back and says, I just realized that the Matt Holliday jersey is bagged and hanging in the closet, yet I have no idea where my wedding dress is. And that is a true story.
Perfect.
And for everyone that wants to freak out because we don't know where our wedding dress is, guess where I was storing it? It was out at my old house in the shed. I had put it in like a big Tupperware bin. Because we were getting ready to move a few years ago, and we were purging and getting stuff out of the house. And so it was like 6 months before we did that, I packed all the wedding stuff up and put it in a bin and put it in the shed to sit outside. And then we moved. We've gone through everything. We don't know where the dress is. It is straight up disappeared.
Is it maybe still back in that shed?
It very well could be back in the shed. Huh. What do you do?
Go back and knock on their door.
Hey, did you find a dress?
Hi, we used to live here, and we think my wife's wedding dress is out in the shed with your lawnmower.
Yeah. Is that important to keep that? I don't know. She's not the person who went, you know, and got it preserved and freeze-dried or whatever they do with it. And it was just like, we'll fold it up. And it was, by the end of our night, it was falling apart. We had danced and
had so much
fun.
Ripping it off,
dancing.
Of her, or what's the thing?
It was the dress was falling apart by the end of the night. So we're not going to preserve that.
Look, people are different. Some people think it's a wonderful thing to keep and preserve and hold on to, and I respect that. Not in our household, we didn't.
No.
Care about that.
And
at
for
all,
years, so. It was funny because you would go up to my, when I was a kid, you'd go up to my parents' bedroom, and my mom had picked up a mannequin from like a Maid&F that was closing down or something. And she went with her sister and her mom, and they all got mannequins because they were like $3 or something. So you'd go up to my parents' bedroom, and a mannequin would be standing up there with my mom's wedding dress on.
That's
in the middle of the room.
Weird.
Wasn't that creepy?
That's creepy.
That's
and weird.
So creepy.
Honestly, I don't want to start a fight here and get your family. Your family already
creepy.
Hates my guts, so there's nothing I can say that's
going to
make
mom.
Your
just my
family
mom.
Hate me anymore.
Just
no, no, but I'm going to expand on that. I'm going to say that sounds like something your sister would do.
Yeah, I could see that
doesn't
too.
It?
It totally does.
Yeah,
it's creepy. Friends would come over, we'd have to walk through my parents' bedroom or something. Like, is that a mannequin? Oh, yeah. They'd go up and like touch it. And
so you go.
Yeah. You know, teenage boys.
So you guys went off to Santa Fe for your anniversary.
Yeah.
So your 15th. Did you ever, because the winning answer to the Mindbender a little while ago was a woman's wedding ring. Have you ever given any thought to upgrading Nicole's ring after so many years?
I have.
Not
I definitely
she doesn't have,
have
a beautiful ring now. Her ring is beautiful.
It's fine. It's a very lovely ring. She actually texted me about that earlier. She says, we can add to it, but don't you dare ever change it, is what she said. So maybe swapping out
well,
the stones.
Well, isn't it
The, what I wanted to do was
add
to
it
with another band on the other side of it. So it would be like band, the big ring, and then another band. So it would be like sandwich. It would be like essentially three rings then. Just because it looks really good.
It does?
It does. Because you have your engagement ring, and then you have the band that you put on, you know, at the wedding, which is the one that's closer to your heart, right? So it's band, engagement ring, and then you buy another matching band for the other side. And it just gives it the extra sparkle, and it makes it look a little more impressive.
Is it a symmetrical thing? You want that?
And me
that
with my OCD, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I like what it looks like, though.
I had friends of mine who were about to celebrate their 10th, and the husband planned a trip for them, or he was in the process of planning a trip, and he let it spill to her, hey, I'm going to be doing, for our 10th anniversary, I'm working on getting us a trip to, I don't know, Maui or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. And she said, well, put the kibosh on all of that and instead upgrade my ring.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, when you proposed and neither one of them had any money and he got her, you know, a cute little ring, you know, it was nice, but it wasn't nice, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And her thing was, I don't want to go to Maui. I don't want to do anything like that. I'd rather have a new ring. And he said, well, we can't really do both. She goes, I know. Give me the ring. So he blew off all of his plans for this trip. And they traded in her ring and upgrade it. Now, is that common that, because in my, I would think, and I don't know, I'm not a woman, but I would think that a woman would choose a getaway trip to someplace really badass over upgrading a ring. Or is that, am I way off base?
Especially like 10 years into it, it's the one you've always worn. It's like, do I really need to spend the money on this thing on my finger, or should we have an experience?
Because, and I'm just two boys talking here, when a woman first gets engaged, I feel like she shows off her ring, and rightly so. Yeah. But after 10, 15 years, are you still in?
Nobody cares. No, that's when you show off your BMW that you just bought.
that's when you're able to go onto Facebook and post all your photos from Maui.
That's when you go post the backyard fire pit and built-in barbecue that you just put in your backyard, you know. That's what you do with 10 years in.
And by the way, our phones are open for all of this. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649.
I like that Knick Knack does not want to switch out her original sets. Because there is something you can add to it, add the other one on the other side, but she does not want the original set to be messed with. Because it's sentimental.
Oh, okay. All right, so I see
the originals.
Because when you said add to it, I thought you were talking about adding some other stone.
Oh, like kung kung, putting two more on there or something.
Yeah, that's why I was confused.
I think she's meaning that we can add to the other side with another band, but don't ever change the original. So, which is sweet. I love that about her.
What about renewing vows? Is that something you guys would ever do?
That's kind of cheesy.
Oh. But there's a lot of people who do that.
Oh, I know. It's cute. The whole thing of it's really cute. And, you know, it just sounds, it's unnecessary to me.
Why?
It's just it's a much to do about nothing, really. It's like, okay, I'll renew my vows with her every year on our anniversary when I tell her how much I love her. I don't need a whole big thing. What do you do with that? Do you have to have people come to that? And is it a big party?
Some people get friends and family.
Oh,
they make
that's
it like
dumb.
I'm not commenting one way or the other of it, but I'm saying that there are people who get like close family and friends, and they do a little 5-minute thing.
Your close family and friends didn't want to come to your original wedding. They're not going to want to come to this.
I guess it might also just be an excuse to have a rager, you know, just get all...
Tear it up. just an excuse for an open bar somewhere.
Hey, Jenny, thank you for holding. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hi. Oh, my God. You guys are awesome.
Oh, you're awesome.
Dang, Jenny.
Thank you.
I've been listening to you for 25 years.
Good night.
25 years? What were you, like 5 when you started or something? Man. So what do you know about this upgrading of the ring, Jenny?
Well, I was just thinking, I was really broke when we got married, too, and so we had a really small wedding, and it's a similar thought, but if you wanted that experience, the big ring or the big wedding, and you never had it, it's never too late to get it. So rather than spend all the money on going away to Hawaii, you might want to capture that feeling you never had. It's kind of like if you missed your prom,
you want
to go to prom and you keep trying, so...
Well, you know what? That's an interesting way of looking at it. And, you know, and let's face it, there are two different kinds of people, right? There's a group of people who are all about the things, and there's nothing wrong with any of this.
You like the bling, though.
They like the bling, or they like the, you know, the things that they can show off. And then there are other people who are more about experiences, like going to Hawaii and having that memory. So it kind of just depends on how you're wired, probably.
Yeah, and if your love language is gifts, then you put a lot
you
of
want it.
To that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I guess I could see your point, too. If you were really young and it is a really small little dinky ring, you know, and you're at a point in your life where you can really upgrade, why not, you know? And still keep that other one around for sentimental reasons. Put it on a different finger or something.
Yeah. You guys made my whole day. I had to pull over so I didn't crash.
We don't want you to crash.
Well,
then you have to upgrade your car.
Yeah. Well, you made our day for listening for so long. So, Jenny, thank you, and I hope you have a great day.
Yeah.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Thanks. Very sweet. Here's Danielle. Danielle, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for calling. What can you tell us about this?
Well, this is regarding the upgrading of the wedding rings. 15th anniversary came around. I had lost a ton of weight. My ring was very cheap when we bought it, and we were both okay with that. And it just wouldn't stay on. It was causing rashes. It really was, like, not good. But I loved it, and I wanted to make sure that I wore something. So instead of upgrading a ring that could potentially have to be resized again, I ended up getting a tattoo on my ring. On my wedding ring finger.
Now you're really committed. Yep.
Yeah, now I'm really committed. I can't take it off and throw it at him when I get mad.
You'd have to chop your finger off and throw your finger at him.
That's right. Yeah. I'm not about to do that.
No, I wouldn't do that either.
Well, let me ask you something. So I've heard people doing this before, but how does yours look? I mean, does it just look like a tattooed band, or do you have like a tattooed like stone on there too, or what?
So it's actually a buttercup flower. He called me his buttercup when we were dating, and for the first like year of marriage, you know, that always goes away. But it's a buttercup flower, and then the flower vine goes around like a wedding
ring.
That's cute.
So,
I like it.
Yeah. Why is he not calling you buttercup anymore, though?
Yeah, what happened? What went wrong?
Oh, we've been married 20 years. He calls me a lot of other things now. But
oh, boy.
I'm just kidding. Honey, sweetie.
Yeah, sure.
Well,
tell him to bring it back. I think that's sweet.
Buttercup makes me think of Princess Bride, so I like it.
That's his favorite movie. That's where it came from. So,
Danielle, I'm so glad you called. Thanks for being on the show, and have a great day, okay?
Later, Buttercup.
Thank you.
Yeah, we can still call her that, right? Who's next? That would be Lori. Good morning, Lori.
Hi.
Hey.
So what do you know about this upgrading?
Well, I've actually done both of these. So at 15 years, I did have my husband upgrade my ring.
Nice.
And then at 25 years, we renewed our vows.
So what was that process like? I mean, was that a long, involved little ceremony or like 2 minutes?
Or was it a party?
No. Okay, so we actually planned it and we took a cruise. And on the cruise, we had the captain of the ship renew our vows. I got a whole new dress, although it wasn't as elaborate or fancy, but it was still white and lacy. And
did he carry you over the threshold to your little cabin?
Of course. And, you know, the ship's people, they did an awesome job with the room, and it was actually on our anniversary date. And
that's really sweet.
It was great.
That's cute. It's romantic.
A few rose petals scattered on the ground.
Oh, stop it, Dom. That's beautiful. Right? No, it's beautiful. Right. Too beautiful.
And then you run and retch over the side because you're seasick or something.
Yeah. And then the little towel that's got, you know, made into a rabbit with sunglasses on your bed. That's nice.
Lori, you are delightful. Thank you for calling and congratulations for, 25 plus years.
Well done.
Appreciate you being on the show. We got to quickly move on. We're going to try to squeeze in one more call. Diana, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. Welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Diana. What can you tell us about this?
I also, like Lori, have done both. At 15 years, we renewed our vows. We flew down to Maui. We took my mom and our two kids, who at the time were like 8 and 9. And it was really more of a vacation, but we decided to kind of throw that in. And it was awesome. And then this year, at Valentine's Day, we upgraded my ring. And actually, this Friday, we celebrate 33 years together.
Dang.
Well, smell you.
What kind of ring you got now? Can you describe it? It's like 3-carat, that kind of thing?
2.3.
Hey, my not bad. Goodness. Well,
that's
done.
A big rock on your finger.
Well done.
Yeah. She's like, yeah.
Now, one thing real quick, I know Jeremy's not real big on renewing vows, but my husband had this really cool thing when we first got married that unfortunately, because of life and kids, we got too busy and never got around to doing. But he said, how about every year we renew our vows in a different state, and by the time we hit our 50th anniversary, we would have been married in every state.
So have you done that?
That's cute.
No, that's what I'm saying. We got busy with life and kids.
You don't have time for that.
Well, that's too bad.
That's too many vows.
Congratulations, and thank you for listening to the show.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Appreciate you being on with us.
All right.
I have to be honest. I thought she started out by saying, due to lice and kids.
Oh, lice, yes.
Like, I thought there was a lice issue.
We can't renew today. I'm all itchy. Well, that's the sickness and in health, right? Falls into the sickness.